strong, keep holding on. I can't sleep without you here in my arms. And if you find you're feeling all alone, hope you know that I'm just one call away. But I'll stay strong, keep holding on. I can't sleep without you here in my arms. And if you find you're feeling all alone.
Hey guys, welcome back to Age Gap Y to Z.
Welcome back.
So today we have lots of fun things to discuss. We're going to be talking about friendships and just different friendships throughout our lives, our friendship with each other, things like that. We're going to get into our Dirty Scoop segment.
Yep.
We're going to get into a few age gap things about...
Yeah, we have a new age gap segment where we're talking about something from like our childhood or our age gap and kind of like... through that lens and going through that. And then, of course, we're ending with the hypotheticals that
you guys are so obsessed with.
Know and love. Yeah. But first, we want to recap how our week was. How was your week, Boo?
It was good.
Yeah? Uh-huh. What happened? Anything super exciting?
Well, I went to New Orleans to go to my friend's mom's funeral, which was obviously very sad. But I hadn't seen my college friends in like 3 years. So it was nice to like get to catch up with them. And then like a few of the people that we hung out with in college showed up. And it was a cute reunion. And then, I mean, it was really sad.
I know, yeah.
But it was just we all got to see each other. The
funeral is a cute reunion.
Well, but that's not what I mean.
I know what you mean. I mean, you led
respect
with
respect to Betsy. We loved her. It was sad. And it's very sad. And my friend Mateel, she absolutely killed the eulogy. She, like, it was so good. She talked about how it's literally at a Catholic church in a small town. And she was talking about how the bar is her safe space. And she goes every Wednesday, like an old man, to have her beer. And,
the bar is?
Like a bar, like down the street from her house. Oh. And everyone's like, ha, 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 like laughing. So uncomfortable. And me and my friends were like, we get you, girl. Like, it's just so her to have like a local bar
that's her safe space.
As her safe space that she goes and like has a beer and a steak, you know, like
a beer and a steak at a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's what she said.
The bars here are not as safe spacey.
No. It's like a different vibe. It's more like a local, like small town vibe, I think, than when she goes to.
Yeah.
But anyway, the person that owns the bar took her to dinner or like wants to take her to dinner after they heard the news.
That's exciting.
Like, she's like, it's like her place.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was funny that she put that in the eulogy.
That's and nice then, that they want to do that.
Yeah. And then I got stuck in Dallas, which sucked, but wasn't that bad because Ellie lives there. And we got to have a sister day and I got my nails done and went to my favorite restaurant and everything.
Yeah. And you got me that my new towel for my stove.
Yeah. It's so cute.
It is cute.
And then I finally got back. It was actually... so annoying. I missed your 420 show.
Yeah, that was a sick show.
I literally got on a flight 7 hours later than I was supposed to. And then whenever we landed in Dallas, I had to stay on the flight like an extra 2 hours before we could get off. Anyways, it was a nightmare, but I finally made it home.
The show was sick. Shout out Jimmy. He sold like over 220 tickets for the show. It was packed out. I did some new weed jokes. And then I had a pretty good interview with a journalist today from Task and Purpose, which is like one of my favorite news sources for veterans. So,
which is so cool.
It was super cool.
What did they ask you?
So much stuff. It was like a 2 hour conversation.
Do you think, did he tell you how long the article is going to be?
No, it's going to be like a normal write up, I believe.
And why did they reach out now? Was there like something that happened that they told you made them reach out?
They've been following me for a while, and I'm guessing they just, you know, see my clips on there and they know I'm a vet, decided to do a piece. I'm the first comedian they've done an article on.
Really?
So that's cool. Yeah.
Did you mention me?
Yeah, I mentioned our podcast.
And how I'm like the beautiful queen of your life.
I didn't say that.
Wow.
You are.
Maybe you could send me his number so I can help with that.
No, I think we're good. I think we're good. I usually lead with other qualities, even though you are my beautiful queen. I think you bring a lot more to the table than just looks.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Sweet. Let's get into this.
So I wanted to get into friendships. I feel like since leaving college and moving to a new city, I've had to like make all new friends, yeah, obviously. And now a lot of my friendships have become long distance.
Which is normal to have to like make new friends anyway.
But like, putting yourself out there and like doing that is hard. And then I got a boyfriend so fast moving to a new city, I didn't really like put the effort in as much to make quality friends. I don't know. It's been an interesting journey.
Yeah. What effort do you feel like you're not making that you wish you would make?
I feel like in the beginning, I just spent like 1,000% of my time with you without caring about getting to know other like people or putting myself out there for friends or anything. Because I was just having fun with you, like I didn't care.
Yeah.
And then I started realizing like, oh shoot, like I need some girlfriends.
I feel like you made just efforts to make girlfriends, but like when you move to a new city, it's hard to make friends. Like there's no like friend meetup groups. I mean, there probably are, but like for fucking nerds.
I make an effort now for sure.
But you were making it, you had mentioned it multiple times why we were in the beginning stages. And
I did?
Yeah, and you were going to new workout classes and trying new, going to new areas. And
I guess it just didn't work.
You would exchange numbers with people in lines, yeah, places. When you went out to bars, you would go out to the Vanderpump things and,
oh yeah,
to different places. That's true. And they're just, you see that not only is it just takes time and it can be difficult to make new friends in a new city. LA is especially more difficult because people are flaky, as you've noticed. And
no,
like,
literally that Vanderpump thing that I met that girl, she wanted to go to dinner and then we had the dinner and I waited outside like for almost a full hour.
Yeah,
that's, she's like, I'm on my way. I'm like, bitch, where are you? I left. And I'm, she, sorry, never texted, sucks, me like, you didn't show up, like you weren't there. So obviously like she didn't go either.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
That's fucked up. She'll get a little karma.
I run into her all the time.
You do?
Yes. Every time I go to like a reality TV thing or like a...
Those places attract like a shitty person.
And she's always like, oh my gosh, how are you? Like introduces me to whoever she's... I don't know. It's weird.
And she pretends like she didn't just...
Yeah.
That's the LA way. They just pretend like they responded, and it's so fucking,
yeah,
annoying. I fucking cannot stand certain aspects of this place.
And then she tries to make more plans with me. And I'm like, no thanks. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I always had like a long distance friend, Victoria, because we went to middle school together and then went to separate high schools. And then it was just like a whole thing. So we've always been long distance, but now a lot of my friends from college are all long distance and like keeping up with people and like FaceTiming and making time for that. And
yeah,
going, I was telling you, I'm going to see Josh next week, my friend from college in New Jersey. And mm-hmm. I'm like spending like a lot of money to get a flight. And I never thought about doing that.
Yeah, I think that's good. I have a few close friends that are long distance that I talk to different intervals for different ones. I have a list of friends that I talk to every week. I have a list of friends that I talk to once a month. I have a list of friends that I talk to quarterly and then, you know, yearly or bi-yearly, meaning like once a year or twice a year.
How many people do you think you have?
I don't know. I'd have to look at it, but there's probably over 30, 40 people on there.
You're really good at keeping up with people.
Yeah. You got to make an effort because most people just don't do it. I mean, for quality people and certain, there's certain people that I want to have a relationship with. And like most people aren't going to, you know, once you're doing it, they will. Like some of my good friends, if I don't hit them up, they'll hit me up situation. But then I have other good friends that like, I do all the calls pretty much.
That's annoying.
But they're still like such like an old good friend.
Is that not a red flag?
It's really only one of my friends that I do all the groundwork for, but he's like one of my oldest friends.
I have two friends that I was like, I'm doing all the calling. Like, I'm so annoyed. So I stopped calling both of them to see if either one would call me. One reached out literally today.
After how long?
Like almost a year.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
But at least they reached out. They felt your absence eventually.
Yeah. I was like, are you kidding me?
It's like a SpongeBob thing. 4 years later.
No, literally that. I was like, okay. But it was like good to catch up with her. And then we actually had things to talk about. And I don't know. I really like her, though. Like, she was a good friend. So it was kind of...
Well, the fact that she made an effort and rekindled it, then this could be like a good, you know, now you can reach back out in a few months and see how that goes.
Yeah. And she, yeah, she's moving to Nashville and she's like, I'm hoping you'll come see me. I'm like, girl, okay, yeah, sure.
She probably listens.
Do you feel like you've had friends that have made like a lasting impact on you that maybe you're not friends with anymore, but like have turned you into who you are, like affected parts of your personality, the way you respond to things? Like,
oh yeah, I have friends that are not my friends anymore. That
name them.
Not have name.
No, I have friends that aren't, but like they taught me important lessons in life. Many.
Do you have any situations you want to share?
No, I don't gossip about old friends and stuff. Nice try, though.
Well, I mean, that would be fun.
Yeah, but I don't do that. And I think it just breeds negativity and it would get back to that person. And I just don't really want to partake in that.
Okay.
Nothing personal to people that like to gossip and talk poorly on others. But like those people were in my life and I learned what I learned and I've moved on. And I'm sure they moved on and I wish them and the very best, and I hope they get everything they're looking for out of life.
That sure isn't Dirty Scoop.
No, it's not Dirty Scoop. But that's how I really feel. I don't have any hate in my heart for them. I've forgiven them. I let it go, and that's that. I don't have the space or time to... Like, we're so limited on time, and, like, I'm already, you know, like, oh, I gotta get this, I gotta do that. Like, I don't really have time to think about that person or those people.
Hmm. Well, I do. I like to call my mom and talk shit about them for 3 hours a day and then have the same exact conversation the next day with my mom about the same person.
Really?
Over and over and over and over
again.
You're
also 24.
I'm also a girl.
But I've shit on these people with you, like, one-on-one. I just don't need to take it to, But you know some of these friends that I'm not friends with anymore. And like I've said what I've, you know, I've expressed to you how it made me feel. And I think that's important to do, like a one-on-one, like hear someone out or, you know, I think it's important to talk to somebody.
Yeah, it is. Some of them have gotten kind of sad, though. Like, we'll be talking shit about a girl that I used to be friends with. And then now it's like, what's she doing now? And it's like, oh, she's still a waitress in my hometown. It's like, all right, well, let's not talk shit about her anymore. Like, I hope she starts doing well soon. Because it's like, why is she still there?
Yeah, that's tough. In small towns, people don't leave. One thing that really helped me make friends was the Dale Carnegie book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That was a game changer of a book. I struggled with making friends growing up and as a kid. And I think a lot of it had to do with my ADHD. I was getting like ostracized at school and I was dealing with stuff at home. And I was just trying to like fit in and be cool. And also like trouble concentrating and just like being in sitting still in a class when I had pretty severe ADHD. Yeah, I still do. But I mean, I've managed my symptoms significantly. But that book really changed my life. I read it after the Marines and it was amazing.
Yeah, that's a good book. I need to reread it.
Yeah, I've read it twice.
What are some things that it said?
Get the other person talking about themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And I still do that. Like, and it's just, it's like such a no-brainer once you hear it, but like,
I love often, when you do that to me because I get to talk about myself.
Yeah, I know, because you're narcissistic.
But shut up. That's okay. It's a bit.
That you're narcissistic? Yeah. It's also partially true. Like, every mirror you pass, you go.
So do you. Every time you get out of the shower, you're like, who's that? Who's that? Look at that.
Well, I've worked hard to sculpt this freaking masterpiece. Yeah,
see? Hi.
No, that's not real, though.
Okay.
That's just a running bit for myself.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying.
No, but yours is legit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
is.
Of course I'm beautiful and perfect, but like,
oh my God.
It's a bit.
Moving on. Yeah, I think we covered the friend stuff, right?
Well, and then we need to talk about how we're best friends with each other.
That's true.
And it took us a minute. It took us a minute for you to admit that I was your best friend.
Yeah, it did. Because it was like I had to get all the mirrors out of your hands and be like, hey, Annie, I'm over here.
Shut up. No, I meant for you to admit it.
I know, but like, yeah, I was admitting it before, but you were too busy staring at yourself. You missed it.
No, you weren't. I remember where we were.
Where were we, creep?
We were in the parking garage.
What parking garage?
Down here.
Oh, really?
At your house. And we were getting in the bins, and you said, I can't remember, like, how it was said or anything, but you said that I was your best friend. And I was like, I'm your best friend? And you were like, yeah, of course. Duh. And then you were like, aren't I yours? And I was like, because I never thought about it. Because I struggled with it, because I always am like, Victoria's my best friend, and then everyone else is everyone else.
I have other, like, guy best friends, but, like, you're my best friend. You're like,
of course.
I spend all my time with you. I have the most fun with you. I love you. Anyways, it was just to show how intense my love is for you.
I love you, too.
Well, thanks.
You're my best friend, too. But then you're
such a poet.
No, I started thinking about it, and I was like, I guess, like, he is a better best friend. Not a better best friend, but like a bester best friend.
A bester best friend.
Yep.
Wow. Just call me bester best friend.
Because I'm with you so much and we talk about everything. I don't know. I love that we're so close.
I do too, boo. All right. I think we should get into the age gap. So
okay. What's yours?
Mine is Digimon.
What?
Digimon.
What the fuck
digital,
is that?
It's short for digital monsters. And they would be on these little keychains.
Oh, like Tamagotchis?
Kind of like, I think, a Tamagotchi. And you would raise these little monsters, and then you could connect them and fight each other.
What?
Yeah, and we would do it. And they were on little keychains, and we'd be feeding our Digimon, and then we would battle at lunch.
Were you allowed to bring them out at lunch?
It became a problem, and the school's like, all right, no more Digimons. And we're like, fuck. And the cool kids would still have their Digimons, and we'd be like, bitch.
Really? Would you get in trouble?
I often was in trouble, yeah.
For your Digimon?
For everything.
My thing that I was going to tell you about from my childhood is Silly Bands, which also became an issue in the schools.
What's Silly Bands?
They're these bracelets, but they're when you take them off, they're made out of like rubber or silicone or whatever. They're
just like stretchy. You shoot them at each other?
No. You just wear them. And they were all different shapes, so they could be shaped like an alien or lips or a giraffe.
After you take them off and they reform?
They're all different colors, and everyone collected them like fucking crazy. And people would come with like Silly Bands like up to here, and I remember one girl, like her hand started turning purple. She had so many Silly Bands on. And then at lunch and recess, we would like trade Silly Bands, and there'd be like special edition ones that had like glitter in them, and they were huge, and then they got banned at the school. Like, you weren't allowed to wear Silly Bands to school.
Wow.
It was so stupid. I'm like, they're literally bracelets.
That's crazy. Silly Bands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this segment was a bit anticlimactic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Should we get into the dirty scoop?
Yeah. Oh, it's my dirty scoop today.
It's your dirty scoop.
So my dirty scoop is in honor of a high school theater teacher that I had that actually announced his retirement today. I saw it on Facebook, and it said he's been teaching for 25 years.
That's a long time.
I'm literally turning 25 this year.
That's crazy.
The high school opened in 1999, so he's been teaching there since it started.
Wow.
Anyways, my high school, we put on like huge freaking productions, and I always wanted to be on Broadway growing up. And so I was like obsessed with the high school theater department. It was like so like in eighth grade, we got to audition to be in The Sound of Music, and I didn't get in, and then I didn't get in musical. And then there was like varsity theater and junior varsity, and I didn't get into varsity.
Oh no. Were
and I think after everyone seeing my act outs, we know why. But like at the time, I was so devastated, and he was so mean.
He's getting you ready for Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, then all his little starlets are like doing nothing now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. He told me that I had a face for radio, first of all.
Wow.
Which is rude.
And now here you are doing a podcast.
Yeah, literally. Which is... Subscribe on YouTube, though.
Which is the new radio.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then he also, a year later, I don't remember why he said this to me. I think it was during musical when we were learning a dance or something. Because, like, I dance like Taylor Swift. And she's a horrible dancer.
Okay.
Well, not a horrible. She's just, like, an awkward dancer. Okay. Which is exactly me. he was like, Annie, why don't you just stand there and look pretty since that's what you're good at?
What?
Yeah.
Well, so he's making contradicting statements at this point. First, you had a face for radio, and now you're too pretty. Just stand there and look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now look at you.
I know. Now I have a face for radio and YouTube. Subscribe. Now
we're killing it.
He was the worst.
So you're wishing him well in his retirement?
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I always wish people well.
Do you?
Yeah. Why not? I don't want people to be miserable.
With your mom about this guy today.
We haven't talked.
Oh.
But basically what we think of him is that he promised like all these people that were in the varsity theater class, like the world. He was like, you are going to be so successful. Like, this is, you're amazing.
But did they go? Gas them up. Did they even go and try?
Some of them did.
They did?
Yeah.
And they didn't. I mean, it's such a difficult career thing to do. And like,
yeah,
the amount of energy and just perseverance it takes to do anything in the arts is insane, and people really underestimate it.
Yeah, so no, maybe, I agree. No, but what
maybe
makes,
they were talented, but they just didn't have the work ethic to get them.
No, because I think he gassed them up so hard that they didn't think it took the effort that it took. So then they were like, what? You don't think I'm just like the best person in the whole world and the most talented ever? And then they gave up.
Yeah, work supersedes talent all day.
When he like put me down all the time. So I was like, kept trying.
That's why you are who you are.
Yeah. Hey guys.
So if anything, he made you who you are today. And you should thank him and give him a shout out.
Thank you.
What's his name?
Scott Taylor.
Let's go. That's a cool name.
He's my first gay teacher.
He has two first names.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he was a fucking asshole. That's great. Typical. Is it bad that I was upset and thought the guy was an asshole until you said he was gay, and now I think it's funny the things he was saying to you? Just because, like, a gay guy doing that is hilarious. Like, some old middle-aged straight man is just like, fucking pick on someone else. But a gay dude, it's like, just... He's just like, you, honey, have a face for radio.
No, literally, that was it. And I was like, ah. I mean, it really hurt.
But then he's just like, stand there and look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. So there's some wins in there.
I still have resentment that I wasn't in varsity theater. Like, I know we've why. Seen your act I know outs. We've seen me act out, and we've heard me sing. Like,
I like doing the act outs though, and I think you. I truly think you have what it takes to be a great act-out actor.
You think I?
On a podcast.
You think I could win American Idol?
No, but I think whatever podcasters' awards get, I think we could get one of those one day. Should we do our hypotheticals and mm-hmm. close this thing out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my hypothetical. You are in boot camp, and I'm your drill instructor.
Okay, hold on.
There's no yawning at boot camp!
Shut up. We're not starting yet.
Okay.
Okay. Hi.
There's no hi. You will address me as Drill Sergeant Banks.
Drill Sergeant Banks. Hi. Oh, sorry. Hello. What can I say?
Stand at parade rest when you talk to me. Parade rest with arms behind you. Yes. Like that. Like
go on YouTube if you want to see like me do that.
Bird chicken. You look like a chicken bird trying to stand up straight. No laughing at boot camp.
Sorry, sir.
No.
Sergeant Master Banks.
No.
What's your name?
My name is Sergeant Banks, but you will address me as sir.
Sir.
What else you got? Why are you here?
Because I love America.
No. Wrong answer.
And I'm trying to protect TikTok.
You. All right. Get down and give me 4 zillion push-ups. We do not protect Chinese anything around here.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
I want TikTok to stay, so I thought going to the military would be the best idea. Sorry, sir.
I would already be in your... they would destroy you.
Can I show you my new tattoo, sir?
The Eagle Glove and Acre.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what people said in the comments about that?
No.
That you would just get...
Oh, yeah.
That there was another guy that had it before and he had to earn it twice, meaning like he got fucked up.
I don't get that. Like, why can't you, like, if I got Would that be like if I was earned. In Sorority Rush and no. then I got Kappa tattooed before I got a bid?
No, sorry. I have to cut you off because it's nothing like Sorority Rush.
No, of course not. Of course not. But like I'm going through Sorority Rush and I'm picking between the sororities and the sororities are picking me between people. And then I'm like, I really want to go Kappa. So I get like a go Kappa on my lip and I'm like, guys, look, is that like that? And
probably, then, except you're...
Then you get Dirty Rushed.
What's Dirty Rushed?
You get cut.
Oh, you do? So they don't cut you because you already signed up. So like they just fucking make your life miserable because you got this thing that everyone in there is working hard to earn and the drill instructor's already earned it. And here you are thinking that you can just get this thing tattooed on you when you haven't even, you're not even that.
I see.
It's like the hugest thing.
Wait, so when did you get yours tattooed? Show your tattoo.
I hatched from an egg that this fucking eagle laid. And I came out and went...
Okay, tell the class whenever you got yours tattooed.
I got this tattooed.
Are you flexing?
I mean, partially here. Oh, I got this tattoo after I seized the day because I was always faithful. Semper Fidelis.
So when did you tell the class when you got the tattoo?
Is that the original question? Yeah. I got the tattoo sometime after in between boot camp. After boot camp sometime.
Really?
I think I got this whole quarter sleeve right before I went to Iraq.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much did it cost?
And then I got it colored in afterwards. I don't remember.
Oh, really? You didn't get all the blue in there?
Mm-mm. Not until later. All right, guys. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching. Please. We are so appreciative of all our new listeners. We're happy to have you here.
Yep.
We always tell our listeners to send in any relationship issues or crazy stories. Maybe like you have a crazy ex that something crazy happened. We want to talk about it. So email that into agegapy2z@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram and maybe DM it there at agegapy2zpod.
Do it. Like, subscribe, share. We'll see you next time.
My Instagram is @AnnieSharp_ and his is @BrysonBanksComedy. Follow us.
Yeah.
Follow us. I can't sleep without you here in my arms. And if you find you're feeling all alone, hope you know that I'm just one call away. But I'll stay strong, keep holding on. I can't sleep without